Our first act, the incredible unwanted circus. It was the first day of the Christmas holidays, and for Betsy Bo Linnet and her granddad, that meant it was Christmas decorations day. Granddad had got the boxes out of the cellar as usual and started whistling Christmas tunes as usual, but something wasn't usual about him, and Betsy didn't know what was wrong. "Let the mayhem begin, Bee," he said. He tucked some tinsel round his head. "First things first, we must decorate your old granddad. How do I look?" He was pretending to have fun, but Betsy wasn't fooled. Normally his elbows wafted merrily around when he talked, or moved, or breathed. Today they drooped at his sides like two sad worms in a cardigan. And if Grandad was only pretending to have fun, then Betsy couldn't really have fun either. The only ones who were having fun were Betsy's 44 African pygmy mice. This was their first experience of Christmas decorations. Betsy and Grandad pulled out baubles and bells and bright pieces of ribbon, and each new treasure caused a wave of astonished squeaking and, unfortunately, nibbling. The mice were normally very well behaved, but ever since the cold winter weather had set in, some instinct had made them start eating everything in sight. "Alas," said Grandad, holding up a paper angel. "His heavenly foot hath been chewed. We might have to put the mice away, Bee."
"Oh, no," said Betsy. "They get so sad if I keep them cooped up all day."
Grandad nodded.
"A distraction, then."
He ferreted around in the decorations box and held up some old worms of tinsel.
"How about they learn some acrobatics? We could hang these from the doorway for them."
This was a good idea. Betsy strung up the tinsel and showed the mice how to climb up and down and swing back and forth. It worked like a charm. They went scurrying around the colourful strands with squeaks of glee, while Betsy and Grandad got on with the decorations in peace. Grandad kept up his determined whistling, but he didn't chatter away as usual, and he did everything just a bit too slowly. It felt as though he needed winding up again, like tired clockwork.
"Grandad," said Betsy at last, "is everything all..."
Grandad held up a wreath and examined it.
"Ding dong merrily on high," he sang. "A mouse has chewed his holly."